My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
You ready for this?
Sure. Dibs? Yeah.
I haven't heard this yet, but you tell me, is this a thing? Steph Curry, who was amazing today for Team USA, finished with 36, far and away the leading scorer for Team USA in a game where they had to rally back from 17 down against Serbia. And it was not until probably the final 5 minutes of the game where it actually looked like Team USA had a real good shot. They make that rally. They win that game. They will go to the gold medal round. So it was quite a thing. Probably the most memorable Team USA basketball game in quite some time. And NBC talked to Steph right there on the court after the game, and he said this.
This is everything I imagined it to be. Obviously, this is my first go-around in the Olympics. Knew we were going to get challenged by a great Serbia team, and to have to beat them 3 times this summer was going to be tough. I just kind of got lost in the moment of understanding how big this stage is and what's at stake for this team, and it was special. It was the most fun, you know, I've had in a very long time, and to dig deep like we did with this group and get a win, special. So I'm kind of basking in that right now, and obviously know we got another tough challenge, France, on their home court.
Okay. Most fun I've had on a basketball court in a long time.
Yeah.
Does that do anything to you? Does that trigger at all, or is that just somebody who just had a great performance?
He had a great performance, and you could think backward on the last time that Steph Curry had that much fun on a basketball court, and the first thing I thought of going backward was hanging 50 on Sacramento in game 7 to clinch a first round victory. Maybe this was more fun than that.
I wonder, because that looked hard. That was like, you know, if you go back to that time and that team, you're coming off of an embarrassing game 6 performance at Chase Center. You have the speech that we all heard about where he asked for everyone to trust him and get on his shoulders.
Get on the bus.
If you're with us. And then he's got to go out and do it. And he does, because he's that amazing. But that also felt, that season just felt like a slog.
True.
You know
so
what I mean?
This is probably more fun than that. And even going back further than that, well, he was the finals MVP.
Yeah, how about game 4 in Boston?
Yeah, maybe that was more fun. But that is, you know, kind of a long time.
Yeah.
Is the most fun I've had. Did he say on a basketball court or the most fun I had, period?
Let's hear it again.
This is everything I imagined it to be. Obviously, this is my first go-around in the Olympics. Knew we were going to get challenged by a great Serbia team, and to have to beat them 3 times this summer was going to be tough. I just kind of got lost in the moment of understanding how big this stage is and what's at stake for this team, and it was special. It was the most fun, you know, I've had in a very long time, and to dig deep like we did with this group and get a win, special. So I'm kind of basking in that right now, and obviously know we got another tough challenge, France, on their home court.
He did not say most fun on a basketball court. He just said the most fun I've had in a while.
Well, I was just thinking about him winning the American Century Celebrity Golf Tournament, which was only last summer, which was pretty fun. And when you start thinking about Steph Curry and his life, he does a lot of things that are pretty fun.
I mean,
so for this to be the most fun he's had in a long time, that's saying something, because his life is filled with a lot of pretty cool things.
Well, I think when Draymond made him cry, can I get away with saying that?
You just did.
Well, but I mean, did we all translate it that way? When Draymond got thrown out and Steph appeared to be emotional on the court, I don't know how, if he cried, it wasn't heaving or anything like that, but he appeared emotional. It's one of the few times, and I think this is why it struck us so much, it's one of the few times I've ever seen Steph Curry look like he's not having fun.
Yeah.
How many times in your life have you seen Steph and you're like, he's not having fun right now? He always looks like he's having fun.
Totally.
On the court, off the court, in a commercial, Rakuten, whatever. It all looks fun. So, and then Steve Kerr said this. Here's a quote from Steve Kerr. Quote, one of the greatest basketball games I've ever been a part of, humbled by being a part of it. End quote. And for Steve Kerr now, think about what he's saying. One of the greatest basketball games he's ever been a part of. He's been a part of some really great, really great basketball games.
Yeah, he's won some titles now. I've been a part of some things in Chicago, San Antonio, Golden State. So even at his time in Arizona, yeah, he's been a part of some great basketball games. So for him to say that, I think it kind of speaks to what we all were feeling watching it, because director of sports, Lucas Alexander, he's an excitable young lad, but he was beyond excited today. He was running around and clapping and doing everything but leading USA chants. And, you know, I was looking at it like, this is more impactful than I thought that this game was, or this game would have been. And the fact that they were down 17 in the first half and down double digits much of the way, in that late third, early fourth quarter stretch, for that to happen, and Steve Kerr to say that, it tells you exactly what they were feeling.
Well, it's that classic adage, right? You don't know what you got till it's gone. I thought that's what this game was today. We've been sleepwalking. Nobody cared, but you do care. You just didn't know that you cared, and you needed to be challenged for you to know that you cared, because nobody really ever believes when Team USA basketball hits the floor, no one ever really believes that it's going to be a game. And so I think that what happened here, and I'm not speaking for everybody, obviously. Some of you cared a lot, and some of you still don't care. But I do think the dynamic that unfolded today was, we've just been sitting here thinking, well, yeah, they'll win gold. And, you know, kind of whatever, like, we'll watch, and this is cool. Steph's there, LeBron's there, Kevin Durant's there. And then all of the sudden, on a Thursday, on your way to work or running errands, you're confronted with, they're not even going to the gold medal game. And it's in that moment where you're like, oh, wait a second. No, you do care. And I'd argue we needed that. They needed that, and we needed that. You know, Shaq's out here, I'm not impressed unless they win by 20. All that stuff. You know, it's like, hold on. When you're suddenly faced with, you're not even going to go to the gold medal game, that's when you find out. So I think that's what you watch director of sports Lucas and everybody else do. I just checked my WhatsApp. There's 30 texts since the start of the show. The game was already over. Everybody's going, like, just, it's a big buzz all day. You heard what FP sounded like. He's waking his neighbors, screaming right in his place. So that's all. That's what I thought today was.
And it's always fun to watch people just discover their patriotism. And it happens with the World Cup, where we all become Americans, even if you're not a soccer fan. When the U.S. is playing fill-in-the-blank country, Slovenia, or Germany, or Ghana. We always seem to go up against Ghana in those early pool play matches. Even if you're not a soccer fan, you can don the emotional red, white, and blue, and you find your inner American, and you go crazy for it. And so today, with the basketball team, that was the reaction for so many, which, like you said, you know, South Sudan, it's a snooze, and Brazil, we boat raced them in the quarterfinals, and you're really not that invested. And even today, if they would have been up by 24 in the second quarter, you probably would have had it on, but you wouldn't have been that emotionally charged up.
Background noise.
But the fact that they fell behind and stayed behind, and it looked like for a long time, like, oh my God, this is going to be a disaster.
Well, and then our favorite television characters took over. That's the other thing that I think also happened.
True.
You know what I mean? There's in sports, You know, this is the, not the argument, but, you know, something that I've talked about a lot with the whole Caitlin Clark thing this year, which is that, you know, when people get jealous or mad or, oh, it's race or why, what have you, in terms of like, why is Caitlin Clark so popular when she hasn't even played a minute in the WNBA yet? Well, for all kinds of complicated and non-complicated reasons, Caitlin has become a television character. And I don't always know the story of why someone becomes a television character. Why are the Kardashians so popular? I know some of the answers. And then there's others. Like, why are they this popular? You know, your eyebrows go up, but like they're incredibly popular with teenage girls still today. Well, what's going on there? Why? Well, they've become these massive celebrity television characters. People want to mimic them, watch them, whatever. Steph and LeBron have driven that in the sport of basketball for a decade. And so there's the comeback, there's the patriotism, there's also the ego. Let's be real.
Yep.
Some people got in touch with their patriotism and others just got in touch with their ego because we're America and basketball, damn it, is our sport and you can't beat us.
Right.
But then the whole thing, the bus gets driven by largely three TV characters we love watching and know so well. Steph, LeBron, KD.
Right. And the other side had a, and I'll use the word villain for the sake of him being on the other team.
That's good.
Nikola Jokic became the villain, and he's leading this plucky little Serbian team, and they're dominating the U.S.? That can't possibly be. Interesting you say about television characters, because Caitlin Clark has become a basketball TV character, and yet she's not on this Olympic team. And I don't know how much you've been following the U.S. women's journey.
As closely. They don't lose.
Right, but the point is, like, the majority of people haven't paid one iota of attention to them because they are so, so dominant. And I think they've won now 59 straight international.
58 or 59, yeah.
And, I mean, they are absolutely crushing teams. And, you know, if Caitlin were there, people would be more interested in this team, even though she probably doesn't deserve to be there on based on basketball merits, and she didn't practice with the team beforehand. Whatever the reasons are, if she were there, they'd be garnering even more attention.
No question.
Because she is such a character.
No question.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Question. No question about that at all. By the way, to also circle back to a conversation we had off the top of the show, which is why a 4-time champion head coach who also seems like an incredibly nice guy, who also has won a bunch of rings as a player, has had just one of the most amazing basketball careers that has ever happened in the history of this country. For whatever reason, I don't know how many games he's coached in the last year and a half where social media doesn't call him an idiot in real time, constantly. So check this out. Remember the quote that I just read you from Steve Kerr?
Yeah.
By the way, it was sent out by Gary Washburn, who is a reporter for the Boston Globe. File that in the back of your head. Boston. Jason Tatum got 0 minutes today. So Gary Washburn tweets out the quote, "One of the greatest basketball games I've ever been a part of, humbled by being a part of it. Can I read for you the first four responses from basketball fans right below that quote.
On his Twitter.
On Gary Washburn's Twitter.
Okay.
NBA columnist, Boston Globe.
I'll put the over-under on idiot references at 1.5.
Okay. First one. They won in spite of you. LMFAOOOOOOO.
Okay.
Next one.
Laugh my Foxborough ascot off. off.
Next one. Get him, Gary.
You better be careful.
Ask him why he didn't play JT. Okay.
Get him, Gary.
Next one. Homie got a front row seat to watch Steph's whole career. Nothing changed. Next one. It was only close because of his dumbass rotations.
Oh, there you go. Those dumb rotations.
I mean, I could go to the next one. The next one just has Kerr. Clown emoji, poop emoji.
Clown emoji, poop emoji? Normally you put those in the other order.
What's wrong with clown poop?
It's better to be poop clown. You poop clown?
I don't know if that's true.
Well, because the poop, actually, the proper way to do it would be donkey emoji, clown emoji.
Yeah, there needs to be another emoji.
Because if you're a donkey,
some clown bleep bleep.
Right.
Yeah.
That's okay. Clown bleep bleep.
Next one. I said I'd only do four, but they keep going.
Steve, this is Radio Gold.
Steve Kerr is one of the worst coaches to be part of the greatest games of basketball. Next one. Make sure you ask about Tatum. Next one. You have the best players in the world and nearly lost to a bunch of goat farmers.
That's mean-spirited.
That is not okay. I'm reading someone else's word. Fire this man. That'd be amazing if the Olympic coach got fired on the way to the gold medal game. Next one, JT gonna beat his bleep in the locker room. Yeah.
It sounds like they're not happy with him.
On and on and on. There's not one thing here that says anything nice about Steve Kerr. I understand.
It's Twitter.
And I understand they're Gary Washburn's followers. So they are largely Boston fans, and Tatum got 0 minutes. So you're mad, and I get it. But, .. I don't get it. And Warrior fans, you are not immune from this conversation because this is a good snapshot of what Twitter looks like here in the Bay Area quite often after the Warriors either win close games or lose a game.
Usually off a loss. But
usually.
Your point is well served. And, you know, you look at Steve Kerr and there are only five coaches in the history of the association who have won more titles than Steve Kerr has. Five. He's currently sixth all-time in NBA titles as a coach. Forget the titles he won as a player, including a game-winning shot for Chicago. So he's in rare air, and his winning percentage of 65.4 is among the greatest of all time. So somewhere along the line, you got to give Steve some effing credit. And maybe it's not here in the Olympics where he's clearly keeping Jason Tatum down. And, you know, Derek White only played 7 minutes as well. Where's Boston fan taking up for D. White, who didn't get to play? So far, so good for Steve Kerr, in my opinion. Yeah, the team didn't look great. Is that Steve's fault that they came out and they looked a little nervy and they looked a little flat? No, it's his rotations. And I wonder if Jason didn't come for him in the locker room as they head to the gold medal game.
Tell him to go for a swim in the river. The guy nearly cost them the game. End of third rotation was brutal. Curry saves him from historical humiliation. Every single response is the same. So it's Twitter. It's Boston. I get it.
Turns out that river's dirty.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you don't. It's not
I mean, most of them are.
Well, that's a. Apparently they had to like delay the triathlon because the river was so dirty.
I mean, it's not like the
River
truckie.
Sen.
Yeah, the River Sen.
Now, the truckie, that is
that's some clean
restaurant quality. That's some clean
that's
snow
some
melt.
Beautiful H2O.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want the restaurant quality.
Thank you. So listen, I'm not offended by any of this.
Steve's not offended by any of it.
No, I'm just I am curious. I'm curious why Steve Kerr has not sort of like earned a little bit more respect. I know that Steve Kerr's got plenty of fans here in the Bay. I know that. I'm not letting Twitter take over, and I'm not going to say that, oh my God, why does everybody hate Steve? A lot of you love Steve Kerr. A lot of you respect Steve Kerr. I'm surprised that he doesn't have more. That's all. I'm surprised that almost everybody doesn't at least acknowledge that Steve flipping Kerr is like, you know, pretty good coach. Like, I'm not even saying Hall of Fame and the greatest ever. Like, can you acknowledge that Steve Kerr is not a bumbling idiot when he puts together rotations with an entire staff of people and pages and pages of analytical information?
Right. So that's the part of it that I want to drill down on, okay, because his assistants are all great coaches. You've got Tyronn Lue and you got Mark Few and you've got others who have a vast amount of basketball experience. Are you sitting here telling me that all of them are going up to Steve Kerr and saying, you got to play Jason Tatum? And Steve, you know what? I've seen him. We beat him in Boston. I'm not playing Jason Tatum.
Spo was on the
Ty
staff,
Lue,
right?
Sit down. Spo, yeah. Get off me, Spo. Get off me, text line. You know, Mark Few, zip it, Few. You're not going to tell me what to do, Few.
Yeah, you know how many words you get? Few.
Exactly. Less than Few. Less than Dibley.
Yeah.
You get Few.
Well, geez. You might as well just go home.
And I've already spoken far too much in this bit, but you get my point. Like, this is a staff decision. This is not Steve Kerr going rogue. And they obviously think that wherever Jason Tatum's game is right now or whatever the fit is for Tatum against Serbia, he wasn't going to be a guy in their rotation. So they didn't play him and they didn't play Halliburton.
You know what? There's something to be said here that, like, I'm suddenly noticing a trend through four different conversations that we're having this week. And it's all about feelings. And when the rubber meets the road, when it is go time in professional sports, there is no room for that. I understand that, you know, you mentioned managing egos. Yes, especially in the NBA. That's a big part of it. But we got people offended about Jason Tatum. Oh my gosh, Camilo Duvall. We can't put Camilo in if they're up by five runs. Can't put Camilo in 3 days in a row. Can't put Camilo in if it's raining. Can't pull Camilo out because his feelings might get hurt. Same thing with Brandon. Brandon up in his feelings with the 49ers. Even though all of us can analytically look at the 49ers situation and realize this is not personal. They're not like, Brandon, we hate you. You know what? We've had a master plan for 7 years to pay all of our homegrown players. And then once we got to the end, we were going to pick one and just turn him into a total dumpster fire and make fun of him in a national incident. What on earth? There's no room. There's no room for these feelings. You have got to make decisions that are in the moment, that are what you think, and you will be wrong by definition sometimes, but what you think puts everybody in their best position to win, period. And if that means Jason Tatum gets mold in his sneakers, then that means Jason Tatum gets mold in his sneakers. By the way, a guy who historically, as an NBA one, gets into big moments in his career and puts up a clank fest. Didn't even win the NBA Finals MVP in his own championship. I'm old enough to remember when our star here in the Bay Area used to get ripped for that. And now we're supposed to apologize because he can't get into the game over Curry, Steph, or LeBron and KD? Sit down.
Yeah.
No feelings. There's no room for that. It's semifinals.
Yeah, it's fighting tooth and nail, too, against the Serbia team. And, you know, you had the second unit, and that's where people want to criticize, because you had Anthony Edwards. You tell me Tatum can't be in there over Anthony Edwards, and yeah, that's what they're telling you. And you're playing Holiday because he's a better defender than Jason Tatum. So when you look at the fit of this team, Jason Tatum's skill set maybe doesn't fit when you've got other guys who are going to be looking to score more often, including Joel Embiid. Steph was on a heater, so you're going to keep him in there on the short rotation. KD is a guy who's unguardable. He's going to play. LeBron's the greatest to ever do it. So we're running out of minutes for people who can't do specialized things. Like Bam Adebayo comes in there just to spell Embiid. He's a guy who can rebound and block a shot. Although if you ask Lucas Alexander, director of sports in the back, how many times he screamed, get an effing rebound. Because, I mean, good Lord, there were so many times where the ball was just bouncing free. But it's just not time for Tatum.
It's not. It's not. And by the way, that's what bothered me the most about Draymond's comments, you know, about benching Tatum and then saying that the staff is trying to cover for it by benching Embiid. To me, you know, the stars of the league get to a point where it's like you owe them minutes. Every single one on this roster is a superstar.
Right.
Somebody's going to have to eat it. Sorry, Tatum. You win.
Or, in eat this it. Case, you lose.
Yeah. Eat you it.
Know, you're playing the role of Joey Chestnut.
Yeah.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.